Hey guys, so we're gonna get started. I call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, September 12th at 10:04 in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers. We will move into agenda item 2, roll call. I'll call roll today. Director Hess, present. Assistant Director O'Brien.
Present.
Assistant Director Gibson, absence excused. Commissioner Dropwatch.
Here.
Commissioner Patel, absence excused. Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Here.
Commissioner Nepa, absence excused. Commissioner Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Paletti.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Faunus.
Here.
Quorum is present. We will now move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yes. Good morning. For the record, Maddie Wilson, Assistant Director of Clubs and Organizations with the ASUN Center for Student Engagement. I just have a few purchasing reminders before we begin. Only clubs that have completed the ASUN renewal process or registration process and receive approval can receive club funding. Please ensure this process is complete before submitting a P-card request if your funding request is approved. Once your funding request is approved, ensure that your ASUN club account has the necessary funds before submitting any travel, Amazon, or credit card request rewards. After meeting all funding requirements and receiving approval, submit your purchasing card or Amazon request form on PAC Life located under your organization's page in the forms section. Please allow 48 business hours for the accounting office and the Center for Student Engagement to update your purchasing card information after submitting the request. So that's not 48 hours after today, 48 hours after submitting your purchase card request. Approved funds are available for use for 30 days from the date of approval. Ensure that you submit your complete request at least 30 days before travel, allowing your business office sufficient time to approve it. You must get full approval before making any travel purchases, such as airfare or conference registrations. When using the university purchasing card, you must submit your itemized receipt within 24 hours of checking out the card. Ensure your receipt does not include tax, as donations and tips are capped at 20%. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the accounting office. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. The commission will hear the following club support funding requests. We'll move into the Interfraternity Council. Are you guys present? All right. We will move into Friends of MSF. Are you guys here? Okay, we'll move back into you guys, no worries. We'll now move into Lettuce Club. Are you guys here? Okay, come up. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Jonathan Stoll, president.
I'm Emilio Milo, the treasurer.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we are doing a lettuce eating night, and we're going to buy heads of iceberg lettuce and dressing.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Faunus?
Everything looked good, so I moved to approve Lettuce Club's operations application in the amount of $37.61.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
We'll now move into the Public Health Student Advisory Board. Are you guys here? Come up. And then please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Kate Trosky, I'm the president.
My name is Brian Johnson, I am the secretary.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
I'm requesting funds to help fund food and beverages for a School of Public Health Intro Week mixer, which is a cap event to the School of Public Health Intro Week that my club is putting on. The mixer will be up in EBD to allow your students to network with faculty, other students, clubs and boards, and hear presentations from faculty and program directors.
Sounds super cool. Who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti.
Okay, so a couple of those non-food items need to be changed, so I'm just gonna make those motions. I move to change non-food line item to a unit price of $9.98 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change non-food line item 10 and 12 to a unit price of $7.92 by unanimous consent.
Are Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, and then I'm just going to add a stipulation to make sure that you have sufficient funds in your club account. So I need to add a stipulation that Public Health Student Advisory Board adds $94.85 into their club account before accessing ASUM funds by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Perfect. And then I move to approve Public Health Student Advisory Board's on-campus application in the amount of $104.85 by unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fuentes. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. All right. We will now move into you and artists. Are you guys here? Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Brandon Gomez. I'm a proxy for the treasurer. And I have the president on the phone.
Okay, perfect. Whenever they're ready.
Please raise your hand. Okay, so she's answering.
Can you please state your name and position for the record?
Yeah, this is Elvira Khan, I'm president for UN Artists.
Okay. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting $97.07 for more materials for our first meeting, in which we're going to use clay to allow students to make their own pottery and sculptures.
Sounds great. Who reviewed this request? Commissioner Coleman.
I move to change non-food item, line item 2 to a unit price of $9.99 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve UN Artists Operations application for $99.87.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
We'll move back into Friends of MSF. You guys here? And then please state your names and positions for the record.
Natalie Hurtado, president. Aaliyah Rangosa, treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay, and then tell us about your request today.
We just want to get pizza for our first meeting.
And then who reviewed this request? Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Hi. So since it is food, it would have to be moved to an on-campus request, and I say thank you for that, and thank you for putting those funds in there. I just need also some supporting documents for like the prices of the pizza, so I'm just gonna add a stipulation that you guys add that to your account, and you just email that to me, and then I'll add that for you. So I'm going to relegate Friends of MSF operates with application to an on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to add a stipulation that Friends of MSF to provide supporting documents before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve Friends of MSF on-campus application in amount of $25.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set. We'll now move into the Nevada Medical Research Consortium. Hopefully I said that right.
Yeah.
And then please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Riley Gillis, I'm the president.
I'm Super Jimmy Rock, the treasurer.
Perfect, and then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're the Nevada Medical Research Consortium. We essentially provide mentorship to on-campus medical researchers. And today we're requesting funding for medals for graduation.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti.
Awesome. And then I know I was in contact with you guys, so we just need to update those documents in there. So I moved to add a stipulation that the Nevada Medical Research Consortium upload sufficient supporting documents before accessing ASUN funds. And then for operations, we just asked that you guys add $10 to your club account. So I moved to add a stipulation that the Nevada Medical Research Corniceum add sufficient funds to their club account before accessing ASUM funds.
Is there any dissent to this motion?
Oh,
seeing none, motion carries. You're good.
And then I move to approve the Nevada Medical Research Corniceum's operations application in the amount of $688.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. We'll now move into Management and Human Resources Association. Are you guys here? Wolfpack Entrepreneurship Club, are you guys here? Please state your names and positions for the record.
Andrew Saffel, President.
Kyle Messler, Treasurer.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then please tell us about your request today.
Funding for an officer, food for an officer meeting, and then merchandise, club merchandise.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez.
Hi guys, so I was talking to Andrew, and we emailed about adding the spreadsheet and then supporting documents. Everything looked good, but I do move to change non-food item 1 to unit price of $13.93 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Wolfpack Entrepreneurial Club operations application in the amount of $127.58.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Abstentions? Opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all good. And then we'll move into UNR Men's Rugby. Are you ready? Are you good, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your names and positions for the record.
David Salazar, President.
Ryan Rodriguez, Treasurer.
Okay, and then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're requesting $1,000 in order to pay off our league fees for us to compete this season. Fees include California Conference fee, Division I AA rugby fees, and a coach's fee.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Dropbach.
So thank you for getting back to my emails and the forms. On my end, on the form itself on PacPipe, I don't see the updated spreadsheet, but I got the updated one. So I'm just going to add a stipulation that you either just refresh it on the application or just add it on, just so we have those official numbers on there. So I move to add a stipulation that you and our meds were to add sufficient documents before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing that, motion carries.
And then I move to approve UNR Men's Rugby Club's operations application in the amount of $1,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. What club are you guys here for?
We're a lettuce.
Okay, you're good. Okay, perfect. Perfect. So we will now move into agenda item 5, report of the director. Hi guys, I hope your week was good. I just want to put on your radar, we'll start planning iLead coming up. It's going to take place on Saturday, October 4th, so make sure you guys have your schedules free on that day. There's going to be some little assignments I'm going to give you guys just to prepare for iLead and make sure that we can make it as efficient as possible for all of the clubs involved. Other than that, that's it for me. We'll now move into agenda item 6, report of the assistant directors. Assistant Director O'Ryan.
Yeah, guys, please, you only had one or two applications this week and there was a lot of problems. And I know we're still in the beginning, so it's okay. It's just you have all the resources you need in the box. So if you're unsure about anything, literally just ask me or Madison or check the box. Especially when it comes to stuff like what we can and can't fund under operations, because this stuff is all in public record. If we're saying, we can fund operations for this club's food, but we're not going to fund it for this club's food, we just need to be more consistent with that kind of stuff too. And then, tax items and stuff like that. So just make sure you're really looking at the spreadsheets, making sure that everything aligns with our policies.
Perfect. Any questions for Assistant Director O'Brien? Okay, perfect. We'll now move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Any of you guys have a report to give? Perfect. We'll now move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. There are no minutes to approve. Oh, wait.
There are.
Okay, there are minutes to approve. Okay. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes item 8A to 8D on Friday, September 12th by unanimous consent. I think you have to say so moved. Just say
so moved.
Okay, perfect. So moved by Commissioner Fuentes. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. All right, those minutes are approved. We will now move into agenda item 9, remarks. Are there any more remarks to give? Okay, perfect. Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 10, public comment. Any public comment? Perfect. Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:20 p.m. Thank you, guys.
Are you all in the Senate team chat? Because I can send, Louis sent it yesterday, the reminder of, like, the Roberts rules, like, how they have to say,
yeah,
like, what they say when you are moving to approve the minutes. I can send it in the chat so that everybody has the, like, proper language for
yeah
what to do, if that's helpful.
Yeah.